the next thing on the agenda is kind of this is where we kind of move into kind of setting the scene about where we are as church life. Often when these things happen, kind of it becomes a very long list of vicars saying thank you for everything that everyone does. I'm afraid to say I'm not really good at that. I'm almost scared I'm going to forget someone. So I guess really what I want, and actually so many people do so many things, and if I thanked everyone that did everything in church life, we really would be here at lunchtime. So I don't do that. But I do want to say a big thank you to everyone who serves in whatever capacity within the life of St. Matthew's. St. Matthew's is about a team. It happens because we do it together. And I value that, and I love it, and I couldn't do what I do without those that are around me. But there is just one person that I do want to single out, and during the course of last year, Jan, our church administrator, stepped down, and I would just really want to, publicly thank Jan for all that she contributed, which was immense to church life. It really was immense. That's the one kind of thing I really want to highlight. If you've not been mentioned, it's not because what you do doesn't matter. It's just because so many of you do so much. I'm also not going to talk about everything that happened. Within that written report is my summary of last year and a little bit of looking forward. It's just a bit of a summary. I would much rather kind of take some time just to kind of share what I feel is on my heart this morning with you. And if you've got questions about the stuff that's been happening, I'm more than happy to do that, but I would much rather kind of just share my heart. And there's another PowerPoint. There's a lot of PowerPoints this morning. It's called the Vicar's Report. That is so good. Thank you, Charlotte. I don't know about you, but I found the framework that Rob used. If you are at our church weekend, this will make sense to you. If you weren't, you may be struggling with me, but I found the framework that Rob used to talk us kind of through how teams and organisations and churches work really helpful at our church weekend. If you missed that, the talks are on the website and you can download them and you can still kind of get stuck into that. But he kind of talked through about a cycle that takes place in the life of any organisation. And I think it's as true of us as anyone. He brought it into our life as a church. An organisation forms and kind of things run smoothly and then things start to kind of become more difficult, and it goes through a period of storming when it can face difficulties, where there can be tensions between people that are involved, where it goes through tough times, and it has to come out of that and establish a pattern that works. And that's what norming is all about, and it's off of the finding that pattern of what works that it can really become an organization that performs and makes things happen. So what I really want to do is use that framework just to talk about my perceptions of kind of where we've been, where we are, and where we need to be going as a church. Carol and I have been leading St. Matthew's for 22 years this summer. I didn't think I was that old, but never mind. I clearly must be. And there's a few people that went kind of, it's a bit for me as well. One of the things I would say is that in 22 years, I would say that we've been through that whole cycle of forming and storming and norming and performing lots of times. It's not just a cycle that we're going through at the moment. It's not just a place we happen to be in that cycle at the moment. Actually, it's a cycle that's been kind of repeated lots of times. What I would say is actually the last few years have probably felt like some of the most kind of difficult times in terms of storming that we've ever known. But it's been a pattern that we've kind of known kind of throughout our time. Will you forgive me if I don't say much about the forming? Because we've been doing it for a while. What I want to start with really, if we could jump to the next slide, is the storming side. And it does feel to me that at times the life of St. Matthew's has been dominated by storming for too long recently. And there's a lot I could say about that, but I'm going to limit myself to two particular things. Someone gave me a copy of a DVD that was made probably 6 years ago, because it was made by Claire when she was on her gap year with us before she went to YWAM and then university. So it's quite a while ago. And the DVD was A Week in the Life of St. Matthew's. And I sat down and kind of watched it out of interest. And I have to say, I found it shocking and I found it painful. And it's summed up for me perhaps this whole process of storming and what it's meant for us as a church. I was shocked when I saw it by just how much was happening in the life of this church 6 years ago. It is just staggering to think of the impact we were making in this community. It was quite incredible. And at that time, we got awards from the police for making a difference in terms of antisocial behaviour. There was a massive amount of youth work happening that was community-based. It was at the zenith of what was Encounter Culture, that youth ministry. It was quite amazing to see what we were doing. And it was also quite shocking to see just how much of it had been stripped away. And actually, a sense that actually we're not making the impact in our community that we were, and so much of that had been stripped away. And actually, in some ways, it may be good that some of those things were stripped away, but it's still quite difficult to see that and to become aware that actually you're not in the place where you were. So that was quite shocking. The other thing about it that I think was even worse, and it was genuinely painful, was just to see the people that were involved in stuff then. And actually, a lot of them aren't with us anymore. That part of the process of the storming that's gone on has actually meant for them, they've not continued the journey with us. Some of them have left for good reasons, and God's taken them on to new ministries. But some have left because life's gone wrong. Either their life or their kind of relationship with St. Matthew's has just kind of it's gone through difficult times, and it's been time for them to go. And I have to say, the sense of sadness and loss at seeing that was really significant, really painful. Some of that is quite historic, but actually this year has not been without its storms. You know, we made an appointment that actually did not work out, and there's been wider changes in our staffing, and that's not been easy. And there's also a sense, actually, perhaps, that the storming isn't necessarily at an end. As you'll hear later on when we come to talk about finance, we face some really significant challenges in that area of church life. So the storming continues. But actually, whereas in the past few years, it feels like it's the storming that's dominated. It's the difficulties that have defined church life. And often it feels like we've been involved in damage limitation. Now it feels like actually we've moved. That isn't the dominating thing. Actually, it's not about damage limitation. It's about kingdom ministry again. And that's exciting. So I want to go to talk about norming, if I may. And I've rewritten it. Please forgive me. Rob, forgive me if you ever get to listen to this talk. I'm not sure whether norming is what follows storming all the time. I think sometimes you have to reform before you can actually norm. And actually, I think it's the process of reforming that's actually been dominating our lives more recently. We've taken time to kind of run a health check over church life, to look at what's strong, what's weak, and try and make sense of how we address those areas. Kind of out of that, we've kind of looked at our vision, and we've adopted that new mission statement, which Rob kind of referred to a lot on the church weekend, igniting passion for Jesus. And what undergirds that is the desire to make disciples, for us to be disciples, for us to be people that are, from the very depth of our being, committed to being followers of Jesus. And also to enable others to discover him and join us as his disciples. And we kind of tried to place that as fundamental to church life. We've also revisited our values. And if you've not been around and you're just new, you can go to the website and you'll find that there are talks on all of those values that you can kind of listen to and just get a sense of our heart, God's presence, worship, the authority of God's word, the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the love that should be showed amongst us, the cross. Those are the key values that we see are the things that matter to us as a church, to undergird what it means for us to make disciples. And actually, what is so exciting is to see that actually so many of you have stayed with us on that journey. One of Rob's comments on the weekend was, there comes a point when you're storming when you have to decide whether you're in or you're out. And I am just so grateful that so many people have said, actually, we're in. We want to be part of this. And still 22 years on, I still count it just the greatest privilege to be leading St. Matt's and to be part of this. And there's nowhere else that I would want to be. So I think that reforming has been dominating our church life. What we want to dominate it is performing. Could I have the next slide, Charlotte? Thank you. It's what follows norming. It's what we ought to aspire to. And actually, I think there are also already signs that actually there are good things happening amongst us, that kind of we're moving into a place when, you know, when God is doing things in us that will make a difference in our lives and those kind of around us. It's been really hard to lose people, that, particularly staff members that I care about. But it is exciting to be kind of almost at the beginning with a new team and seeing how that team is working out. That's a great thing. And we'll be hearing from John and Claire in a moment. There have been some really great things in the last year that God's done amongst us. Our children's work has gone from strength to strength. I think there are already kind of shoots that are just kind of poking their head above the ground in terms of youth ministry, even though Claire's only been with us a relatively short period of time. Kind of one of the exciting things we introduced last year, and I haven't got the leaflet in my hand, was the pods, the way we've been trying to enable people to be in relationship with each other and to encourage and challenge each other in discipleship. And if you're wondering what on earth I'm talking about, stand up, Hannah. Talk to Hannah afterwards, and she'll explain all about them and how you can be part of them. Ali ran a brilliant worship group, of course, and it's been great seeing the outworking of that in our worship team. And then during Lent, we had our own devotional that Sarah put together that was written by our own church members. We had the prayer course where we came together as house groups, and it kind of finished with the holiday club. And it just feels like kind of the momentum is rising and God is doing stuff amongst us. And that is so exciting. But Rob also talked about something else. He talked about performing and he talked about thriving. And I just found myself asking the question, well, what does thriving look like? What would it mean? It was almost like a prophetic word that Rob brought for us to church, that he felt God was saying, yeah, God wants you to thrive as a congregation. And I thought, well, Lord, what does that actually look like? And something that I read years ago, and actually it's been influential in my thinking, came to mind. It was a book by a guy called Christian Swartz called Natural Church Development. And to simplify a whole book, kind of what he says is basically, and it's kind of like a law of the world, way God's created our world, is that actually things that are healthy grow. Things that are healthy grow. Something, if a plant is healthy, it grows and it flourishes. And it's the same with church. If we're going to thrive, well, actually thriving, it's relatively simple. It comes out of being healthy as a church family. And there are just kind of three areas I would want to highlight on as a gardener. If something is going to grow, the fundamental is it needs strong roots. I've just planted out my cucumbers in the greenhouse. Very excited about that. I had to wait until the roots were set before I could plant them out. If I planted them out too early, the plant would fail. But actually waiting for the roots to set enables the plant to then grow and to flourish. And it seems to me our roots need to be in Jesus. We need to be rooted in our relationship with God. And that needs to be the fundamental. You know, sometimes people want to join church, they want to do stuff. Well, sometimes actually the place to begin is getting connected with God again and letting it flow out of that. Things also need appropriate support if they're going to grow. And almost the first thing I did when I put the cucumbers in was to put some stakes in and to tie them on it. And as they've grown, I've tied them on it so that they don't fall down and they don't collapse. And what I've done is I've grown them together. So actually it helps with pollinating them and then becoming fruitful and finding strength in the future. And actually, we need to be in strong relationships. We're not meant to live the Christian life on our own. No matter how good our relationship is with Jesus, we also need to be in relationship with each other and encourage each other in that. So we need appropriate support. And if that all comes to play together, what I will get with relative confidence is cucumbers. It's having roots that are fixed in God, that are, you know, to support, that we're connected with each other, that ultimately will make the difference about whether or not whether or not we are fruitful. It's just exciting to hear Mark's testimony this morning about how actually, God's blessed him, but God used some people he knew, some members of our church, to actually make that happen. You know, we need each other to make that happen. And so let's jump on one. When we've been thinking about discipleship, that's what undergirds it. It's about roots that go into God. It's about growing together in kind of relationships that will eat each other. That is definitely a typo. I am not suggesting cannibalism. Isn't it amazing what happens when you type? It isn't always... I think it probably meant we'll kind of support each other, but I don't know how eat got to support or... Never mind. A mystery. And it's that ultimately lent us to being fruitful. Because being fruitful isn't about what happens in here on a Sunday. It's about actually... about you following Jesus where you work or where you spend your day. It's about the difference we make, as we've done in the past, in our community. And I've got a bit of a how question with all of this. And if we could just have that last slide. I just think that there are a couple of things that need to undergird that. We need to be real. It's no good just kind of saying things. We need to be consistent in how we do this, from the depth of our being to how we speak about it and think about it and how we live it out. It's not about kind of doing something that's based on ritual or form. It's about it being a genuine thing that grips us from the depth of our beings. And I think it has to be related to relationships and not programs. We've been having some fascinating conversations kind of between John and Claire and myself about kind of what works, And in the past, we ran a lot of programs. And I'm not saying we wouldn't aspire to do things as programs again in our community. But I think the thing we are more and more aware of is actually what changes lives is relationships. It's people actually knowing each other. People don't follow Jesus because of a program. They follow Jesus because they see Jesus in someone's life. And so what we want to build what we do on relationships. And that's kind of where, that's my vicar's snapshot. There's going to be some questions, there'll be time for questions in a moment, but it was meant to be John, but he's doing kids' work. So he isn't. He said, when did you creep in? I'm going to hand over to John and then Claire. Then we'll pause for some questions and then we're going to the finance side.